Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Do you have a teenager who is depressed and has withdrawn from life? Adolescent depression is on the rise, and today we will help a parent recognize and address it. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 6, Helping Your Depressed Teenager, sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And today we're talking about helping a teenager who says he doesn't care. It's a question presented by Tracy from Victoria, Australia, and it's an important one. And of course, this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. So Tracy writes, "My son is apathetic and can't imagine his future, so when we try to set expectations around school attendance or encourage him to do things, he defaults to saying he doesn't want a life, most likely to avoid commitment and the discussion. How would you respond?" asks Tracy. Well, Tracy, it certainly feels like your hands are tied, doesn't it? Here you are wanting your son to take some positive action on his own behalf and go do things he could enjoy, certainly go to school. And when you encourage him, he defaults to saying he doesn't want a life. You don't mention your son's age, but I'm guessing he's a teenager, and it sounds like he's maybe 15 or 16, because 15 is just that beginning of starting to think about your future, and 16 is when kids start to feel the imperative of their future. In other words, they begin to understand that something very different in their life is starting to loom large up ahead, namely young adulthood. So if your son is saying he doesn't want a life, I'm sure you're right that he's avoiding the discussion with you, but it also sounds like a statement of depression, doesn't it? His behavior certainly points in that direction, staying home from school where his peers are, and doesn't want to do things, I assume positive things that most teenagers would enjoy. So what might be behind the depression? Some things that would occur to me would include low social confidence or low social skills. Could he be introverted or shy and just hasn't found a way to connect? Could it be low self-esteem related to that, or perhaps learning challenges or learning disabilities that make being successful in school seem very difficult or maybe even impossible to him? These issues are all addressable, but they've become so severe that now he's got depression, and the depression is holding him back from engaging life, even at a minimal level. So something needs to be done, and it needs to be done urgently. You haven't said what you've done to address his truancy or his emotional issues, but I'm getting that they haven't worked. Yet they both need to be addressed. We need to treat depression. We don't stay home from school because of depression. So Tracy, I have to assume that when he stays home, he's doing something he enjoys. And I'm going to bet you dollars to donuts it has something to do with playing video games or being on the internet. Those kinds of recreational activities are privileges that kids earn, and they earn them by managing their responsibilities and having a good attitude. But parents often don't want to set limits with a depressed child because they're empathetic, and then their kid says that the only thing that makes them feel good is the unearned privilege that they're enjoying, and parents don't want to take away the one thing that's making their kid feel good. And there they are, all stuck. And it's a kind of control battle where parents are now pushing a kid to engage positive activities and responsibilities, and then the kid pushes back and resists parental guidance or limits or expectations. And so there they are. Parents push, kid resists. In essence, you know, the parents represent the desire for their kid to be happy and successful, and then the kid, he's in charge of being avoidant and committed, in a sense, to their depression and their misery. I don't think that they would raise their hand and say, I want to be depressed and miserable, but what they're doing is certainly not a way out of their depression or their misery. So, Tracy, let's get you a plan of action. You don't try to set your expectations. You set your expectations. How your son responds to them, whether he lives up to those expectations or engages those expectations or not, belongs to him. You're in charge of setting your expectations. He's in charge of responding to them, hopefully appropriately. So you set your expectations, and those expectations should include going to school and getting therapy. Those are two things under the circumstances that have to get done. Going to school may require some collaboration with the school for him to be successful. In other words, he's depressed and he's been truant related to that. And so he's going to be behind, and you know, he's going to need a plan of action for catching up. So you're going to need to meet with a school counselor and figure out where he's at and what it's going to take for him to move forward. Depression is a medical issue, and so there can be school accommodation for that medical issue that can help him succeed. So you need to meet with the school, with your son, and get him situated there with a plan for success. Secondly, find a therapist who works with teenagers and their families and make an appointment. If he says he won't go, you simply ignore that and simply repeat that you have an appointment and that he's expected to go. Thirdly, continuation of privileges are based on his positive participation addressing those expectations of yours. If he doesn't manage, if he doesn't engage, then the internet goes off or whatever it is that he's doing. I'm just believing that it's the internet. And that has to be contingent. Let him know, number four, Tracy, let him know that you believe in him, that you have faith in him, and will support him in his recovery from depression, as well as his entire journey through adolescence, that you love him and he's a great kid and you're going to have some fun and you're having a hard time, but you're going to make it through together. And, you know, you're not on different sides. This is not a battle. He's just having a hard time and you're going to get through it. Make sense? Tracy, I hope this helps. And folks, let's all remember that adolescence is a stressful time of life. And if our kids show signs of depression, it is very treatable and parents are a vital part of the solution. So thanks for joining me today. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.